Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us on the program, we have J. Robert Gould, the author of the new top-selling mystery, The Last of the Greatest Generation. The main character is the last living World War II veteran who is keeping a secret that may divide two nations. And Mr. Gould, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, Eric, I really appreciate you having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly all ours to have you with us. So I understand that you just had your first book published, and it's already number 23 in U.S. fiction, which is impressive. The book is The Last of the Greatest Generation, as we mentioned, and it's a mystery that certainly will get you hooked fast. So my first question to you is, how did you come up with the plot? It certainly is sensational.
Well, Eric, it was interesting. My father-in-law, who's the inspiration in this book, had told me stories about his time on the USS Ticonderoga. And they were extremely interesting. And I had one afternoon was sitting on the patio with my wife and lamenting about these stories that I've heard, and said, you know, what if, because it's going to happen, what if there was the last living World War II veteran? What would that be like? What would his story be like? And then I began to simply talk to her about the what ifs, and what if it wasn't, you know, not only was he the last living World War II veteran, but he had some secrets. And before you know it, this story just began to just flow for me. And it wasn't long before I started putting the thoughts on paper.
Well, I think that's pretty awesome how you picked up on it and took action right away. That part is the most important part. You took action on it. Now, obviously, this is your first published book, as we mentioned. How long did it actually take you to write the book?
No, this thing took me a year and a half to write. And needless to say, as many authors do, they write it, rewrite it, re-edit it, and go back and make changes. But altogether, a year and a half in total time with all the edits to finally get it to where I thought it was good enough to send out to a publisher.
I'm sure there are listeners out there that are thinking about writing a book, or they've written a book and haven't got it published yet. How did you get your book published, and how did you get the book in over 40,000 bookstores? That right there says a lot.
Yeah, that was a challenge. I had gone initially sending it out to some publishers and agents, and you know, you get the ubiquitous thanks but no thanks. And I was very, very fortunate to make a contact with Diane Lilly from Rebels Book Press. And I pitched the story to her, and she liked it, and ultimately sent her the manuscript. And with her talents and connections, we were very, very fortunate to get it placed in all the bookstores. So, you know, kudos to her.
Yes, kudos to her, no doubt there. Today we're speaking with J. Robert Gould, the author of the new top-selling mystery, The Last of the Greatest Generation, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I also see that there are many great reviews about the book as well. Why do you think that the book resonates with so many people?
You know, Eric, I think it has something for everybody. One, it's a mystery. I think the title kind of alludes to that. But it's also got a little bit of romance. It's got a little bit of depiction of the war. It has redemption in there. So I think it touches a little bit of on everything for everyone. So I'm kind of tickled that it's not just a guy book. It's not just a gal book. It's a book that everyone will enjoy, and has, from the reviews we've gotten, enjoyed it so far.
And speaking of which, you're a history buff. If you do a sequel, do you think that they may still be writing about your new favorite book couple, Cindy and Austin, from The Last of the Greatest Generation? And if so, do you imagine it will solve a mystery from history or something totally new?
Yeah, no, I've had that question asked from those that have read it. And The book gives the, the feeling or the intention that there will be a follow-up. And I have started to kick around ideas with Cindy and Austin, and it will, without question, involve history and probably bring history to light with some kind of discovery and investigation. So they'll be in the next one for sure.
Good to hear, and no surprise at all on that. Now, lastly, what tips can you give writers about how to get their book published and out to stores and not just on Amazon?
Well, you know, this is a tactical job. Once you finish your book, is to find the right publisher, the right who really will work with you on the genre that you are, that you've written. And in many cases, I think some of these people that write books try to scattergun the distribution. In other words, just send it out to everybody and hope that you hit something or someone that will, that will publish the book for you. And I felt, and I think it's incumbent upon people to be more strategic, do your research, find the publishers, learn about the publishers, or if you go so far as to look for agents, learn about the agents, what they want, and be more strategic. I think that will be a lot more successful. I was very fortunate to be able to find a publisher that liked this type of genre and did a great job in getting us out to the public.
Certainly do appreciate that advice in conclusion and for joining us here today, and certainly will look forward to the sequel coming out and have you back on to speak about that as well when that is appropriate. Tell listeners where they can get more information on The Last of the Greatest Generation and where they could also pick up the book.
Well, it's in all bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million. There's a web link, thelastofthegreatestgeneration.com, that will tie you to a link that you can get the book as well. And then we have a Facebook, The Last of the Greatest Generation Facebook page that keeps people up to date with what's going on with the book and where we'll be and how to get it.
Well, that certainly makes it quite easy and convenient right there. Again, it is thelastofthegreatestgeneration.com. Of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Gould, all the best, and look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
And it certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with J. Robert Gould, the author of the new top-selling mystery, The Last of the Greatest Generation. And again, for all the details, visit thelastofthegreatestgeneration.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.